relax, enjoy yourself. We're going to meet today Martha Helion Tovar. Martha is a formidable polymath in the arts. She has studied music, dance, architecture, art, design, English literature, semiotics. She studied at art schools and in universities and privately from Mexico City to London to Maastricht, Netherlands, right?
Yes.
Yeah. In addition to studying, she has taught at the universities in the Netherlands, in Mexico, in Argentina, and in Brazil. She has lectured widely, of course. She has traveled and collaborated with many of the most interesting artists of our day, including Carol Lee Schneeman, Michael Nyman.
Yeah,
what a great guy. Ulysses Carrion, and a host of international Fluxus-related artists. In 1971, she was co-founder of the Beau Geste Press in London, along with Philippe Ehrenberg, David Mayor, Christopher Welch. Beau Geste printed the works of visual poets, conceptualists, and neo-dadaists, many of whom were closely tied to the Fluxus movement. The press printed artist books using inexpensive materials such as mimeograph machines, cheap paper, and staples. Sounds like an art museum. You know, they said, what's the medium? Cheap paper and staples and ink on paper. Martha has created a number of artist books of her own, and her scholarly study, Artist Books and Ulysses Carrion, Personal Worlds or Cultural Strategies, is an internationally important document in the history of the artist book and the emergence of the artist book as a field of interest, study. Her work has been collected in important institutional collections from the Tate in London, the Stedelijk Museum in Amsterdam, and Stanford University here in California. And then, of course, in addition to being a sort of wonder woman in the arts, she's a magnificent cook, a gracious host, and a very, very fortunate grandmother. Martha. I want to use this.
Hello. I think we have seen each other. So I have to go very quickly with this. It's a recount of my last.
Can you speak through the mic?
It's a recount of my last 4 years since the first Codex Foundation show in which year it was?
2007.
The other one was 4 years ago, no? Well, instead of going to history and what I did and that, no, I want to recount all these 4 years, the last 4 years of my encounters. So since this codex, there have been several events in which I have taken active part, and that even though I have put way much of my time in terms of production. They have channeled me into the right direction of new researches, research, and encounters. My interest in books is not just an interest in the object itself, not as a precious...
We're going to have to work closer with the mic.
Maybe if you sit just a little to the side and speak really almost into the microphone.
Okay. This corner bothers me. So my interest in books is not just an interest in the object itself, not as a precious subject, value as a work of art, but in the projects behind them, that have support over and above the well-known reproduction techniques. I am interested in artworks in which the creative process is and may be a trigger that comes to transmit a diversity of readings in its appreciation. Hence, given this wider perspective, we may be able to create new concepts and give expression to new ideas, not static, but rather having a certain movement that traces or covers it, the book, with a quality of existence at a certain time in which permanence is changeable or unsettled. I am still faithful to the ideas with which I was formed in the 70s and with which I have enriched my heritage as a support basis. but I am continuously changing its structure and strengthening it with new concepts, adding some innovations and changes. I now want to focus my interest towards Latin America, not only because it is where I live and where I belong, but also because it is a point of controversy concerning what are cultural policies and politics, which may many Eurocentric theoreticians would rather ignore. Beyond limits and all frontiers in Latin America, we have many shared stories that have driven us to this moment. Though positioned in a political, economic, historic, and a geographical platform that differentiates us from the first world, our subject matter is the struggle for existence, life, how to face up the daily life, the landscapes in which we live, our constant concern for the ecology, the weariness, product of corrupt governments that deeply affect education and culture. Physically trespassing our borders is geographically not that accessible given distances, but we share historic moments, such as the printing installations in the American continent, which serve as instrument to colonizers in order to colonize and to give indoctrination. I mean, it links the story with the Juan Pasco says about the history of the printing machines. We have the first printing handicraft workshops were created. And for this purpose, they brought printers that came firstly from the Flemish and German schools, and after came the Italian and French groups, which formed printers, typographers and engravers who have worked continuously in order to preserve the tradition and the development of graphic arts for more than 500 years, including the new reproduction techniques used today. But all these at first they were served to the Catholic Church, and as Juan said, after in the time of Juarez, the printing started to be more freely. And with the arrival of the lithograph after Humboldt in some way, it was interesting because of the new world, especially because of our richness in mineralogy and biology. I mean, it was Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, where all these people went to make beautiful prints of landscapes, mainly to show to Europe and how our world was. I don't want to make an historical recount, but I am definitely interested in mentioning works and projects that I consider deserve to be known, that have been developed at different places and with which I have been somewhere related thanks to the net of bookmakers created in the 60s, which increases and expands on a daily basis, while on the search for new paths for the production and distribution of artworks, books. With reference to the graphic tradition that still preserves since the colony in Mexico, there is a place in historic downtown are called Plaza de Santo Domingo. In the premises around the arcade, there are a series of portable printing presses with movable types that render the services to the ordinary public, make business cards, invitation cards for different events, flyers, posters, etc. And their services also include photocopies, stamps, stencils, and even scribes who handwrite or typewrite letters, love letters, documents, all sorts of things for people that they don't know how to do it. I will show here a tiny, how do you put it? You see? These are the portable print workshops. You can see, I mean, they open and they have these tiny little machines that are fantastic and very difficult to get one of those. That I am following someone that could live or could die, that I can buy it. No way. They still use them. You can see, and they must have more than 100 years old, much more. Well, this place is an optimal resource for the printing, editing of low print, drawn books printed by hand. Another place that's still dedicated to the popular printing or press is the one where the first original posters for Lucha Libre, wrestling, were printed in the middle of the last century. They use and still use a flat press with a movable type made of lead and wood. These printers still preserve the heritage of cliches, which is of very high quality, and they try to sustain the handicraft occupation and give work to the few who still do it. In this press, I produce this book, VSVS, printed on grey cardboard with a print run of 300 copies. Another example is this, the book of silhouettes by Eric Beltran, that uses clichés and in which superimposed images are printed. The book is printed in black and white, and it is also a low print run edition. Maybe these artworks are not given consideration in what could be framed within quality of fine print, but the final result is what really interests us, the not so fine print, but the imperfection quality. This is the black book of the another project contained within this concept of inaccuracy is that of Brazilian artist Fabio Moraes, who creates an artwork in reference to the books produced from the so-called Literatura de Cordel, which originally took place in Portugal in the middle of the 16th century. There were booklets hanging from a string with cloth pegs at the same way that clothes dry to the sun. At the beginning, it was set up in Salvador de Bahia because it was then Brazil's capital, and then expanded into the other states, especially those in the northwest. The literature called Literatura de Cordel was later called popular poetry and was also represented orally by the repentista, sudden or spontaneous poets. Fabio Moraes, in allusion to this form of printing and distributing in an ordinary context of popular markets and plazas that took place in the Literatura de Cordel, produces Percursos Narrativos, edited by Beco de Arte, in a 100-copy edition. This is a book edited, a project of an artist who works with text, narrative, and fiction. The proposal was to edit some of these texts which were originally thought for a block format, then create a counterpoint between a computer work, technology of the text in the web, and finally bring them back to the book format. To do so, he chose the aesthetics of the Literatura de Cordel, precisely because it is an absolutely primary way of editing, which has survived up to date in his country. Without knowing that Fabio produced this series, I produced a minimal series of loose pages as a parallel action to the development of a text which will be published in a collective work organized by Edith Derdick in Editora de Arte from Sao Paulo. My idea begins by thinking of a solution with a minimum of resources, and the only thing that keeps the pages united to one another is a conducting string that serves this purpose as a lineal narrative. This is the way I thought, just to hang the loose leaves. In my work, I explore the way to overlap, and these are the drawings, very fast. There are just sketches from different trips, because lots of my work really is produced because of my traveling. So I make lots of books that I have only small sketches, and this word I call them loose leaves. And this is another work where I overlap different printing techniques in order to create three-dimensional effects or kaleidoscopic effects, and that is what I end up doing another artwork that I would like to mention, and it's called Biblioteca de la Memoria, the Memories Library. There is book boxes with images of superimposed landscapes, what results in the creation of other new landscapes. It refers to images of the past that with time become undefined in our memory. It happens often that we remember only a few elements, whether they have to do with color, form, or texture, but which once they are newly composed as elements contain other elements. They transform into other new landscapes that pertain to the present or immediate future. This piece was presented at the Galería Instantes Gráficos in Buenos Aires, Argentina, together with another production made in Rio de Janeiro that's called The Seashore, which is a series of engraved dry point prints on Japanese paper. My intention was to keep a fine line, almost as if it were a thread that unites page with page when turning over the pages of a book, and at the same time I wanted to give a continuity to a marine landscape, to the sequence of a wave while forming itself, its development, the crest, its slope, until finally returning to the textual image. The title is based in a very ancient Sufi poem. It is not water, not is it sand, the seashore. And then repeats again, the seashore, it is not water, not is it sand. I made edition of prints is on 25 samples.
Speak to the microphone.
This is the how it's bound. And you can see it, I have it on the table. Then I am going to mention this other project. We started from a fundamental idea to make an artwork which would join different personal ideas. And so, by means of textual language, we created an action that developed into an image or that the same textuality in order to transform it into the writing of other texts. This project was organized by an artist, Berenice Torres, in the taller, in printing the taller Colegio de Jesuitas in Pátzcuaro, Michoacán as well. I will briefly describe the following. This project was carried out within 7 days under my direction in collaboration with Mariana Castillo de Val. They are both present in their work and the work at the exhibition of Codex. So these are the photos from the place, the surroundings of the place. Also facing the volcano, the Paricutín. And this is the printing atelier of a workshop. And there were 10 artists and 4 poets. Alberto Blanco, that is here, he participated, that's what. So it's a process on how to put together all these people that have very personal ideas. So then we started to make them look into newspapers or anything that could draw them to analyze the form of the typography. So they start to build up text, and then we send them all over Pátzcuaro to find things, just to pick up anything that they could call their attention, and they brought all this from the street. So after this was gathered, each one, and we made them choose a letter. So each one, with the things that they found, they developed a typography. And we printed an alphabet in a very small run of 15 copies, because the workshop didn't want to give us more paper. And then we put all the typography into the computer and made a print. And the process of transferring, we made the litho to make the poems of the poets.
Please use the microphone. Please, no one can hear you.
Yeah.
You have to put your mouth on.
Yeah. Oh, too close, I can eat it. Okay.
I'll show them the picture.
Yeah. So here is Chile at the end of the work. And it was exhibited in this place, a beautiful place, with more books made by the artist. So this is how it was shown. Picking up the matter again of Brazil, I want to point out that the activities carried out concerning artist books start from the conquered poetry of the 50s. In it,
I know you start to speak into it.
Words are relevant, essentially, as a significant structure occupying a specific place, conceived as a graphic scape where form, content, and space interact with each other. The poem, a graphic space, interact. The poem books appear, conceived by neoconcretist artists, in which the plastic and graphic elements are equally evaluated and are determinant in their form, and they require a direct physical relation on behalf of the spectator who is manipulating the book. Visual poetry has been a field of experimentation and diffusion. for which the links with the net have been determinant in the development of several publications and publishers in Latin America and Europe. And this net includes mail art, artist books, postcards, and the whole movement that some of the people that really was important in it is Paolo Bruschi, it was Felipe Ehrenberg as well, and several others, and Edgardo Antonio Vigo from Argentina. I think they were really very important for the basis of the 60s, 70s makers of the net of artist books, starting with the poetry. Today, artist books in the concept of an artist book is an artistic expression that are developing faster in Brazil than in other countries, maybe. I think more than in Mexico. And it's because there is a stronger support and interest in universities as well as an art centers. Promoted, of course, by renowned artists, historians, and critics, such as Paolo Bruschi, that still gives lectures and shows, Vera Chavez Barcelos, Paulo Silveira, Amir Brito, Fabio Moraes, Mariela Lerdo, that I'm going to show just a tiny bit of this. This there is not a very good... they are a tiny bit out of focus because I couldn't get a clear image. He sent me very little images. He was Paolo Bruschi was born in Recife, province of Pernambuco, where he lives now. He's a multidisciplinary contemporary artist in the vanguard of visual poetry, mail art, and artist books and performance. He's also very active in the conceptualism given in the south of Brazil. I was going to put a video, but I think we don't have time. Then we have have two persons that I really always mention to me, that is Ulises Carrion from Mexico, because we worked with him in the 70s, and he developed, I think he's the first really theoretician that describes what an artist book is. But I think you all more or less know about him. And also Paulo Silveira, because he now for me is one of the second after Ulises that really developed a fantastic way of describing what his activity of artist books are concerned. He's doctor in visual arts, history, art theory, and art criticism, has published two marvelous books, Página Violada, The Violated Page, From Tenderness to Injury in the Construction of the Artist Book, and La Narrativa en los Libros de Artista, Narrative in Artist Books. He has also coordinated productions like O Libro dos Siete Días, The Book of 7 Days, and Ciranda, among others. The activities he carries out are always related to books, and his personal interest drives him to constant research, which he expresses in his documents and essays. In this very own style, his writings are of a literary and poetic quality that goes beyond the formalities of the academic language, and his lectures about this kind of art contribute enormously to the knowledge, the diffusion, and the teaching, in the field of art. Here, more or less, you have what he has made, a few just the most important things. And I hope one of these days the books can be translated into English. He's really very important, the book Pagina Violada has to be translated, but I think it's going to take time. Then we have another project from Fabio Moraes and Marila Dardot. This project that's called Longe de Aquí, Aquí Mesmo, from far from here, right here, carried out in the São Paulo Biennale last year. This is a curatorial project thought as spaces where to pause, to encounter and to exchange. The space for the library is based on an idea of an unfinished place, always in construction, not concluded, what already makes it a rather welcoming space. It is a kind of labyrinth or chaotic villa with comfortable passageways and corridors where to get lost, making it necessary to cover it along its path. It is an analogy of our personal relationship with literature and the world of books in its decoration. Images that come from the books and stamped paper are included and used to cover the walls, the floor and the doors, all to give the idea of an unfinished yet habitable and lived place. It is a space in which the books are an element of construction, very similar to bricks. The house labyrinth is conceived so that the reader gets lost and walks around the unfinished area and finally arrives to the center that is finished and where the book collection is installed. He made an open invitation, and in response he received about 450 books from all around the world. Once the exhibition Longe de Aquí, Aquí Mesmo concluded, the book collection became part of the cultural heritage in the Wanda's Bebo Historical Archive in the Biennale Foundation in Sao Paulo. And there is open to the public to visit. I thought that we were going to have a web installation but to go through the labyrinth, but I think it's not possible. Now we have Amir Brito Cadoris, a young artist that is a researcher and academic of the School of Fine Arts of the in Belo Horizonte. And besides making books, he also promotes exhibitions and seminars and is creating a collection of artist books for the library of the School of Fine Arts, and he's an active collaborator and participates in the diffusion of widening widening the libro artista, the book artist net. He's part of his work, and this is the seminars that we were last year, the exhibition in the library. Now we have this other project of Regina Melin, that she's a researcher in Florianópolis. Besides editing artist books, publications, she also has a project of an itinerant exhibition that is called Store Loja, that has traveled through several states in Brazil, and in it she exhibits different kinds of publications that can be visited and touched by the public, and that are also distributed freely and sometimes sold, not always. So this is the installation in the different places, a very modest way of showing them. But that's a way, at times we have to work them out in our countries. From Argentina, I have Irene Koppelman, following in the footsteps of the traveling artist and naturalist of the 18th and 19th centuries. She produces a record of a small documented territory small documented drawings to show by others and to be observed, unfolding her particular experience. Koppelman departed from the southernmost tip of Argentina to Antarctica and an 8-person vessel. Over the course of 26 days, she made a register of her observation in series of pencil drawings and small watercolors. And what she could when she returned back to her studio in Amsterdam, some of these drawings and paintings were transformed into large-scale oil paintings. As part of the process of documentation, Koppelman kept a travel diary during her time in Antarctica. In this diary, a selection of her drawings and watercolors is included and published under the title 50 meters distance or more, notes and representation, volume 4. This, I have it also on the table to be look. Well, this is the end of the of this, and I am going to have another project from Patricia Lagarde of her books. Can you help me? Is that the other? The two. So there is the I don't have to. Well, Bitácora de Vuelo, flight log, Candita, is the result of a journey in the past and the present. First, the journey Alexander von Humboldt. Well, I pass first the books very quickly. Here is the explanation of this. It's the result of journeys in the past and the present. First, the journey of Alexander von Humboldt in 1807 with the purpose of calculating the high of volcanoes that are in the distance between Mexico City and Veracruz. He then printed his tableau physique de la Pente Oriental du Plateau de la Nouvelle Espagne. Chemin de Fer, Mexico, Veracruz, physical profile of the slope of the eastern plateau of New Spain, Mexico, Veracruz Railway. 200 years later, Patricia Lagarde did the same journey, but in an airplane, taking pictures of the same geography from the window. The visual trip proposes contact of one single film roll of 16 shots, alluding to a way of seeing and photographing which is almost extinct today. and which is much more linked to the way explorers in the 19th century recorded than the new technologies used today. For the prints, a mixed technique is used, engraved on polymer and digital printing. Mobile types and cotton paper, arched paper and vellum paper. It's an edition of 5 copies, signed and numbered. So here I conclude, but I want to conclude and to share this video of a work of Ulises Carrión that perhaps no one knows. And perhaps it's completely the opposite of what we all pretend to be showing in this Codex Book Fair. But the work that for me remains contemporary, it's a contemporary of work of trying to explain what a book is, an artist's book. And this Ulises Carrión made this video in the 84, more or less. And not many people know it. So can we put the video? And I conclude with that. And I thanks very much, Peter, for inviting me to the book to the symposium. And you have to excuse my bad English, but at this moment, I mean, I hope you have understood my position and my idea.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.